Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So if you're looking for Joe Biden's name to appear in the New Hampshire primary, you might be looking for a very long time, my friends, because he's not going to be on it. We'll tell you about that here this morning on the program. Also, is there going to be a Republican speaker anytime soon? Well, Republicans are looking at Mike Johnson now as a possible new nominee, or as the new speaker nominee, and we'll tell you about that. The war in Israel continues, and folks, there's no end in sight on this right now, but the ramifications, of course, are going to be absolutely far-reaching, as we know. Folks, welcome to the program this morning. My name's Kyle Warren. Glad to be with you this morning on this Wednesday morning edition of the program. And, of course, we're broadcasting live to our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station of AM 860, The Answer. And, of course, we're also up on the GCN satellite with GCN, so good morning to everybody there. If you'd like to find a live stream for the program, check out GCNlive.com. That's GCNlive.com. And, of course, wherever you are this morning, if you're working across the overnights, if you are driving a truck, if you're making deliveries, if you're in law enforcement, if you are working a shift overnight, you're working somewhere, whatever that you're doing, we're glad that you're spending some time with us here this morning because we have so much to talk about, so much to tell you, and so much ground to cover. Now, as you heard in the intro there, you heard the 1-877 number. Please don't call that tonight because we do have a brand new telephone number for the program. But this, folks, this is going to give you a little insight into some of the live radio business, and that is our provider evidently is having an outage this morning. So our new number of 949-822-7959, that is going to be offline this morning. But as in the radio business, we have a backup. We still are going to be able to take your telephone calls tonight. We just need you to call a different number. That number is 949-629-3212. That's 949-629-3212. And we'll continue to give it out here during the broadcast. But at the very least, we can use this backup system while our provider gets their outage taken care of. So we hope that doesn't cause too much of an inconvenience. But here's something you can always do. You can always go to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. That's my home website. And you can find the Send Kyle a Direct Message link. And you can send me a direct message that way. And we'll still see it here on the program and be able to discuss it. So once again, welcome to the show, everybody. There is so much to talk about here on this Wednesday morning as we go through the overnights all across America. Well, we're just going to start with this because I saw this come across earlier today. And Joe Biden, the Biden for President, folks, Biden for President election campaign is going to bypass New Hampshire. Now, I'm wondering, earlier on, the Biden people wanted to move the first primary. Of course, they wanted it to be in South Carolina. They thought it would be a much better showcase for Joe Biden, given the idea that, he's much more popular and so forth. Now, of course, he is the sitting president. He is more than likely the nominee. Typically, you always nominate the sitting president. But here we go. This is now official. Concord, New Hampshire, President Biden is breaking with 100 years of tradition with the news that he won't file to place his name on the New Hampshire Democrat presidential primary ballot. The Biden 2024 reelection campaign announced on Tuesday that the president will pass on filing due to the pledge by the Democrat National Committee to discipline candidates who compete in unsanctioned primaries like the one New Hampshire is planning to hold next year. Folks, did I get a time machine somewhere? A parallel universe? Did I get a parallel universe somewhere? Isn't New Hampshire always first in the nation? Isn't that why candidates go to New Hampshire? Isn't this why? I mean, and I remember even back in the early days, in the dark, long, long ago times, when I was in school, I remember this very question actually came up during one of my political science courses, and we talked about New Hampshire and the idea. Well, you know, other states would love to be first in the nation because that has that cachet, right, of being the first in the nation. And New Hampshire would always just simply move their primary back a little bit more. You know, it's kind of like, you know, the places that say, you know, we'll beat any price, you know, and just bring us the receipt and we'll beat the price. Well, they just got to beat it by a dollar, right? You know, they beat the price. And, you know, I could buy this thing for $400. Well, I'll sell it to you for $399, but I just beat the price. So this is, you know, part and parcel of New Hampshire, the New Hampshire primary. So while the president wishes to participate in the primary, he is obligated as a Democrat candidate for president to comply with the delegate selection rules for 2024. Democrat National Committee, promulgated by the Democrat National Committee. Biden 2024 campaign manager Julie Chavez Rodriguez, she wrote that in the letter, to longtime New Hampshire Democrat Party Chair Ray Buckley. In accordance with this guidance, Biden for president will refrain from submitting a declaration of candidacy for the primary ahead of Friday's candidate filing deadline for the primary. Sounds all very perfunctory, right? Sounds all very just, you know, just process. But, so now he doesn't have to run in the primary. But I'm wondering, folks, if they're thinking that maybe he just won't run, you know, at all at some point. Well, I don't know if this is a harbinger of a big deal, but it is kind of interesting. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. We're glad to be with you here on this Wednesday morning. Cross your radio dial. Stay right there because we have so much more coming up after the break. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Oh, yeah, I just want to celebrate. We just want to celebrate. We have a lot to talk about this morning as we go through the overnight hours in the AM all across the United States of America and out to the world, by the way, via the Internet. So wherever you're listening from, we want to wish you a very good morning, maybe a good day, maybe a good afternoon, whatever the case may be. We're just glad you're there, and I'm really excited. We've been getting a lot of great messages about the program. We've been getting a lot of great response, and it really, you know, every single day, it really points up. Again, why we do this show and why we want to come together and talk about all these different things that are affecting our lives, affecting our world, affecting our future every morning here on the program. And your great messages just mean the world to me. I really appreciate it. And keep them coming. And we're getting to make a lot of new friends as well. And so wherever you're listening from, if you're up in Atlanta right now, AM 920, The Answer. Good morning to you. We'll be calling out some other affiliate stations here, of course, as we go through the program. Once again, there is a lot to talk about, and you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send me a direct message. And once again, if you're just joining us, our telephone line provider this morning is having an outage of some sort, but we do have a backup. We do have a backup, and we have a backup line, a backup number, and that number is 949-629-3212. That number again, 949-629-3212. So for the show this morning, and it might get resolved. We don't know. We're still checking as we go through the morning here. But it might get resolved. If it doesn't, we'll stick with our backup line this morning. But right now, 949-629-3212. 32-12. All right. Well, that's the radio business. Something always happens, and it happens right before you go on the air. That's always the way that it is. But that just goes with the territory, and so no big deal. We roll along. All right. So let's take a look here real quick at what's going on with the Republicans. This from Fox News, not all that long ago, House Republicans have chosen Representative Mike Johnson, Republican of Louisiana, as the party's new nominee speaker after multiple rounds of voting. Johnson received 128 votes with the final round, with Representative Byron Donalds, Republican of Florida, getting 29, sources confirmed to Fox News Digital. The sources also said former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, Republican of California, got, get this, folks, 43 votes. Now, I heard some discussion earlier today, and I have to say I don't know that it will really go anywhere, but I do think that there may be something, at least people are thinking about this. Could it be so crazy? Could it be so convoluted as to have kicked out the Speaker of the House only to reelect that person some days and weeks later because nobody can come to any other kind of consensus? And, you know, it's a long shot, and whether McCarthy would actually come back and do that, I think would remain to be seen. I think he's been a solid no so far. But, you know, it's politics, and, you know, things can change. But the reason I say this is that the Republicans have had a very, very tough time doing this. And I heard it explained like this earlier. And that was, well, you know, Kevin McCarthy only fell just a few votes short to keep his job. But he seems to be the one that has the most votes out of all the people that they've looked at now. And people have dropped out. Of course, Jim Jordan, he was dropped out from the nomination. You had Steve Scalise, of course, who also withdrew his name. You also had the other representative who was not going to, Mr. Emmer, I believe, and he was not going to finally get the support. And so this is just a no-go. It's just what we call it. It's just a no-go. So will they go with Kevin McCarthy again? I don't know. Don't hold your breath. I'm just throwing it out there because I know that people have talked about it. And, you know, otherwise you've got more chaos coming our way, and the government shutdown is coming our way as well. So the article continues. The night began with five speaker candidates making their pitches to the conference before voting began. Representative Chuck Fleischman, Republican of Tennessee, was the first candidate knocked out of the running, followed by Representative Roger Williams, Republican, of course, out of Texas, in the second round of voting. Representative Martin Green, out of Tennessee, dropped out after Williams was eliminated. House Majority Whip Tom Emmer, Republican out of Michigan, won multiple rounds of voting earlier in the day to become the party's nominee before being forced to drop his bid in the face of staunch opposition within the conference, as well as former President Donald Trump. Yes, I was going to bring that up as well. I think, correct me if I'm wrong, I hope I'm remembering this correctly, but I think Donald Trump call him a rhino or something like that? And so Mr. Emmer, Representative Emmer, also, I think there's no love lost between him and Donald Trump. He wasn't very supportive of Trump, as I understand. So that there was a clash there. So it's interesting to see that those kinds of things become like insurmountable clashes in this whole process. So it remains to be seen, and we will see how this develops. And, of course, folks, what's happening in Israel right now, we continue to see these developments. We continue to wait and watch to see what's going to happen on the northern border with Israel, for example. This is very, very concerning. Hezbollah, you know, and we're looking back, by the way, at some of the history between the most recent history between Israel and Hezbollah, and going back into, I believe, 2006 or the mid-2000s. You had Israel really sort of handing it to Hezbollah in the last conflict. So to some degree, Hezbollah may be a little bit concerned about heading in to conflict with Israel. But there's also, of course, this fervor that is happening all around the world. It almost inexplicably, I'm really having a tough time, as we've been talking about these last several nights or mornings, depending on your time zone and where you are. I've really been sort of struggling with why there is so much anti-Israel sentiment out there and anti-Semitism as well. And I know so many of us, we just find this totally disgusting. We don't, there's no rhyme or reason. And I believe when on the other side of the break, we'll have one of the clips from the UN chief. And Israel, of course, is calling for his resignation for the things that he said. But right now, let's listen to Tony Blinken, Secretary of State Tony Blinken, talking about the idea of trying to keep this whole conflict from expanding. And, of course, when we talk about expanding, we're talking about Iran. Let's listen in. Some of that back. Apologies for that. Looks like we had an audio issue with that. We're going to go ahead and bring that back in here real quick. Anthony Blinken speaking to the UN.
We're all determined to prevent this conflict from spreading. This goes to the principal responsibility of the Security Council, maintaining international peace and security. A broader conflict would be devastating, not only for Palestinians and Israelis, but for people across the region and indeed around the world. To that end, we call on all member states to send a firm, united message to any state or non-state actor that is considering opening another front in this conflict against Israel, or who may target Israel's partners, including the United States.
Okay, we're going to stop right there. We'll hear a little bit more on the other side of the break. Plus, we'll hear the very mind-boggling statements from the UN chief. Folks, a lot more to come. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
I came down because I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Third Watch.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Israel's war against Hamas is in its 18th day as heavy fighting continues. Intense negotiations are reportedly underway to try to free a large number of hostages being held by Hamas in Gaza. Israel has agreed to delay a ground invasion as the U.S., Qatar, and Egypt work to free hostages. Court documents show the off-duty Alaska Airlines pilot who allegedly tried to shut off the engines of a Horizon Airlines flight had taken psychedelic mushrooms. Joseph David Emerson was sitting in the cockpit jump seat when he said, "I'm not okay," before trying to pull the engine fire extinguisher handles. One pilot struggled with Emerson. He told the flight attendant, "You need to cuff me right now or it's going to be bad." He faces 160 state charges, including attempted murder. Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Yes, you are, and good morning once again, wherever you're listening from, all across the country and even on the internet as well. We want to welcome you back to the program, the Wednesday edition of the show, and a lot more to talk about. Don't forget, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. That's my home website if you'd like to leave me a direct message this morning. And if you're just joining us, our new number right now, our provider, unfortunately, is having an outage, but we have a backup plan. And the backup plan is another temporary number, and that is 949-629-3212 if you'd like to call into the program this morning. So for this morning only, 949-629-3212. We hope to have that all resolved here very quickly. And if it's, even if it's resolved during the program, we will let you know. But that's part and parcel. Sometimes a live radio, we got to roll with it. And we're going to continue on, of course. By the way, thanks to Richard the Marine, who's checking in there from his vantage point on the Oregon coastline. Good morning, Richard. Semper Fi. And, yeah, he's saying I think it's 55 degrees and heavy rain. Well, I'll bet. And so we'll have more about the weather, of course, in the first Trucker Highway and Byway report coming up in the next segment. And then also, want to tell you about a quick direct message that we got here. This from Joanne, listening on AM 860, The Answer, in Tampa. and writing in to say she really enjoys the show, and she really enjoys listening as well to Denise Simon for the Denise Simon segments. Denise Simon, of course, from FoundersCode.com, and also, of course, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. She's with us, of course, every morning in hour number 3 of the broadcast. So, yeah, I enjoy talking with Denise as well. And so, Joanne, thank you so much for your direct message. All right, so as we mentioned, and right before we went to the last break, we wanted to hear a little bit more of what Anthony Blinken had to say. And then, of course, we're going to listen to the controversial remarks. And I'm just using that term, you know, controversial doesn't even cover it, of what was said at the UN. So you definitely want to stick around for that. So let's back up a little bit about what Blinken was saying and rejoin that, and we'll make some more comments from there. Let's listen in.
We're all determined to prevent this conflict from spreading. This goes to the principal responsibility of the Security Council, maintaining international peace and security. The broader conflict would be devastating, not only for Palestinians and Israelis, but for people across the region and indeed around the world. To that end, we call on all member states to send a firm, united message to any state or non-state actor that is considering opening another front in this conflict against Israel, or who may target Israel's partners, including the United States. Don't throw fuel on the fire.
So there you have Anthony Blinken. Don't throw fuel on the fire. And I appreciate what is being said, right? You have state actors and non-state actors, and he's telling them, don't consider opening another front in the Israeli Hamas conflict. And, of course, you know, he goes on to say it's no secret that for years Iran has supported Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis, and other groups who continue to carry out attacks on Israel. He says Iranian leaders have routinely threatened to wipe Israel off the map. Well, right. Well, of course. What part of this is the surprise? What part of this is the revelation, the epiphany, if you will, of, wait a minute, these people really mean business? And again, I think it's important to point out that it's not that they just mean business about, well, we're, you know, we want this land and this particular land, and then once we get this land, we'll be okay. Nope. Again, and I hate to even think about this, right? But that is they want to destroy Israel. So what Blinken is talking about, and hopefully, again, the Biden administration's gut is being drugged, kicking and screaming into the world of reality. But number one, we shouldn't have had to be here in the first place, I think. But second of all, is it going to be enough at this point to say don't? Don't throw fuel on the fire. Because President Biden has always kind of said the word don't. You know, don't do this and don't do that. But here we are. And if you just go back a very short period of time, comparatively, before Biden took office, a lot of this stuff was pretty unthinkable. And it had to do with the policies. It had to do, I think, with a president who was pretty resolute in letting the foes of our country and, of course, our allies, our friends, and in this case, especially Israel, that there would be dire consequences. There would be hell to pay if something like this were to occur. That's how you back up the admonition, don't. Because anybody can say that, right? But I do appreciate what Blinken is saying, what he's talking about. Because, again, if we just get on the same page, it's good for everybody in this case. It's good for everybody. But the Iranian government certainly is, you know, going to have to try to interpret this, I'm sure. And to some degree, I think they probably don't care because they know that the Biden administration and its ilk and those who have been advising it, John Kerry, you know, these sort of cast of characters, right? They're the ones that have sort of given the notion to Iran that, well, it's, you know, we're just going to try to work with you, and we're not going to try to sort of, you know, starve you out economically anymore. We're going to try and be nice to you. Oh, here's $6 billion because, well, after all, it's your money, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, they just sort of helped to set the stage. Maybe not, in on purpose so that Israel is attacked, but they just have this wrong-headed notion of how to deal with these bad actors. I mean, and I think that's even just trying to put the best construction on it, the best construction that we can make. Okay, let's listen in here. This is the United Nations chief. Israel's calling on the United Nations chief to resign following a shocking speech. Let's listen to some of that audio.
It is important to also recognize the attacks by Hamas did not happen in a vacuum. The Palestinian people have been subjected to 56 years of suffocating occupation. They have seen their land steadily devoured by settlements and plagued by violence, their economy stifled, their people displaced, and their homes demolished. Their hopes for a political solution to their plight have been vanishing.
Okay. All right. Okay. So, did you hear that? You know, this isn't taking place in a vacuum, folks. This is, you know, they have stifled the economy. They have taken land. They have done this and that. And there's no, evidently, no other way. Well, this is a very sort of, I think, ignorant way of looking at this whole thing. There is no, repeat, no justification, no matter what Antonio Guterres, the United Nations Secretary General, says. There's no justification for what we witnessed. Things, I mean, the young people that will never grow up, the babies that will never grow up, the parents who have lost their children, the husbands, the wives, the sons, the daughters, goes on and on. And now people languishing in and terrified out of their minds, probably in some tunnel somewhere that Hamas has put them in. Mr. Secretary General, there is no justification. There is no vacuum, as you're talking about. He's saying it doesn't take place in a vacuum. Well, my goodness gracious me. Hamas is just up and, you know, came over intact one day. And, you know, this is ridiculous nonsense. But it goes to that sort of creepy, almost spooky kind of a thing that's happening for the sentiment towards Israel all across the country, the world, basically, and many of these protests across the country and things that we've seen in major European cities and so forth. Is this the way that it is to be justified that, well, you know, that's Israel's got to be dealt with here. We can't keep, you know, Israel's got to have some kind of, binds put on them. Oh, my gosh. It is really something. Didn't take place in a vacuum. Get real. Okay, folks, we're coming right back. First Trucker and Traveler Report of the morning. Stay right there. Lots more to come. It's Country Music Wednesday.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Third Watch.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, our temporary number tonight is 949-629-3212, 949-629-3212. Welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. You can head on over to kylewarrenshow.com as well if you'd like to also opine that way. Send me a direct message. Simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and we'll be able to see it here during the program. And here we are, folks. We've made it to our first Trucker and Traveler Report for the morning. And those of you new to the program out there across the highways and byways, this is the part of the program where we play a song in the morning, sort of keep everybody pumped up, keep you going down the road, keep you working, whatever it is that you're doing over the overnight in America. We're going to help you. We're going to help you get there, and we're going to play some great music for you at this time of the show each morning. And today's Wednesday, And we kind of call it Country Music Wednesday because we'll have a couple of great country songs this morning. And also, of course, we'll play country music as well during the week. But on Wednesdays, we thought we would dedicate to country music. And let me tell you this. If you have a suggestion, if you have a request, if you have something special that you'd like to hear by an artist or a particular song, whatever it might be, go ahead and let me know. Head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. Send me a direct message. So now, this morning, in order to make sure everybody's waking up and everybody's staying awake and you're heading down the road, wherever you are, and there's a lot of weather to tell you about, so we're not going to waste any more time. But let's listen in to this. A little play something country for Country Music Wednesday. See how I tied that in there? That's a great country song, and this, you can't sit still with this one. I mean, you really can't, and so there we go again, Brooks and Dunn, and so stay tuned, by the way, for next hour, because next hour we have another great song to play, and we hope that you'll stick with us. Okay, first of all, we're going to tell you at least one of the mountain passes that we know is reporting this time of year. That's Snoqualmie Pass. That's I-90 up in Washington, Snoqualmie Pass. They are reporting bare and wet areas, but snow and slush in places, and it is snowing right now. So you definitely want to be aware of that. You want to be careful if you're heading in that area. They're up in Washington. Please do be careful. We have winter storm warnings, winter weather advisories all over the place in the northern part, northwest part of the country. So winter storm warning outside Seattle. You got a freeze watch, by the way, down there near Walla Walla, a sub-freezing temperatures, 25 to 31 degrees possible. And, of course, we're hope that you're listening to us right now on KUJ, 1420 AM and 98.7 AM in Walla Walla. it's going to get cold. That's cold temperatures. So we're with you in spirit on that one. We continue, of course, Freeze Watch. That's going to be south of Walla Walla, down into Oregon, down towards Fossil as well. Now, over in Idaho, we've got all kinds of winter storm warnings and so forth, especially coming down I-90. And that's, I'm sure, 4th of July pass right now is definitely going to enter into this. So be careful if you're going to truck over 4th of July coming down I-90 towards Missoula. We've got winter storm warnings all in that area to Helena, Great Falls, all the way west, pardon me, east, over to North Dakota. And it continues on in North Dakota, by the way. And so we're kind of mixing it together here tonight only because we've got so much weather up in that part of the country. Now, on most of central and northern Montana has got snow on the radar. We're just seeing it cover the entire area of the state. So this is going to start over around, you're going to have rain and snow basically as you come out through northern Idaho, and it's going to turn in mostly to snow as you head east of Missoula and up towards Glasgow. That's U.S. Highway 2, and then on over into a part there of North Dakota near Williston, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. And so definitely be aware of that. Now the rain is going to head on down towards Boise, a little bit north of Boise right now at this hour. Portland, Oregon, you've got rain. Seattle, you've got rain. Richard the Marine, on his vantage point there on the central coast of Oregon, he's got rain. Said it was 50 degrees and heavy rain. So here we go, folks. The winter time is really starting to come in, and it's just fall. I guess they still call it fall, but we're seeing a lot of this winter weather, the first real big dose of it this season. So do be careful in those areas. You might even have to make sure you got your chains ready if you're going through that. Then, of course, now we've got a lot more rain to tell you about here real quick. Up in Marquette, Michigan, that's up in the UP, the Upper Peninsula, you've got rain this morning. And then that's going to head on down, of course, into Wisconsin. It's going to go southwest there through the middle of Wisconsin, Eau Claire, Rhinelander, down towards Green Bay as well. You've got Traverse City's covered in rain right now. That's in northern the northern part of Michigan, not the UP, but the northern part of the thumb there. Pardon me, of the mitt. I'll get that right. It's the mitt. And then, have you ever met anybody from Michigan? This is professors from Michigan. So whenever you say, what part of Michigan are you from? You always have to take your hand out and say, I'm from this part. You point on your hand where you are from in Michigan. And so I think that's always kind of cool. Down in southern Wisconsin, lots of rain there. Chicago. And then this is going to head out basically southwest out of Chicago, down through Illinois, through Quincy, Missouri, to Kansas City, Missouri. Lots and lots of rain like you wouldn't believe. Now, more rain and even lightning strikes that are being recorded here that we're learning about. Starting up in Amarillo, Texas, up on I-40, it's going to go south from there, down through Lubbock, and then down through Midland, Odessa, and then down basically to the border with Mexico. This is going to be down near Sanderson. And then if you're in Fort Stockton, of course, you've got lightning strikes that are being recorded there. So you just got a band of heavy rain, moderate to heavy rain showers in that whole area. Lots and lots going on. And then sort of to round it out, it looks like this is this is going to be over the border into Canada, but it's going to come down a little bit towards Erie, Pennsylvania, and then not quite as far as Meadville right now on the radar, but all that could change. We're going to monitor this, of course, as we come up next hour for the next Trucker and Traveler Report. So wherever you are, whatever you're doing, please do be careful out there, because we're now starting to get some of that real bad weather that's coming in. And as we go through this season, we're going to keep you up to date every morning here on the program. So, and again, we hope that you like the music. We hope that the reports are beneficial to you. And we hope as well that you are safe and you get to your destination completely safe. That's our charge here on the program. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Again, the telephone number tonight, 949-629-3212. If you want to give me a call for the other side of the break, you're going to hear your top of the hour news. We'll pay a couple of bills, and we will be right back. Stay right there.
Kyle Warren.
Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.